Let's go.
Totally Beverages.
And sometimes hot sauce.
That is a tasty root beer.
Coffee.
Water.
Cerveza.
Mountain Dew.
Beverages.
Beverages.
Beverages hot sauce.
Beverages.
Beverages.
Beverages hot sauce.
Ho, 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 ho. And welcome to Totally Beverages and Sometimes Hot Sauce, the show that was almost called K-Cups with Roro. I am Psychic Andy, but you could call me Roro. Right there next to me, the beautiful blue-eyed little elf of a man, JoJo. How are you, buddy?
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you. It's great to see you.
Merry Christmas. I am truly blown away that this is happening at all. I have to say right off the bat.
I'm with you. Dreams come true. I can't wait to take this off the vision board next week.
Oh, we're laying that vision board to waste before 2023. Do you know that?
Before?
No, yeah, I think okay. So.
Okay, I love it. We have a tremendous episode tonight. It is the first annual T-Bash Buzzball Christmas. We're going to get into it pretty quick here. We have a lot of lovely, lovely guests that we're going to pull up on stage because tonight, all of us together, we're going to be having a Buzzball Christmas and celebrating the merriment of Buzzballs.
Is there anything merrier?
We're about to find out, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's true. We could find out that, yes, there is.
So, JoJo, before we do that, is there anything that you want to say, need to say, before things might get really wild?
I want to say you have about 20 minutes left to get in any holiday Bev stories into the voicemail, 909-295-CAFE. I'll be refreshing it. Okay, before the end of the episode, we'll catch you. We want your holiday party stories. We want your work party stories. Maybe you need some advice before you head to one. Maybe you have just another good old fashioned holiday beverage related question for us. Toss them in 909-295-CAFE.
CAFE. All right, let's get to it. We're going to bring up these guests quick so we can all hang out. Are you ready, JoJo?
I'm ready. If we're not going to do the manifestation board, can I throw in a surprise?
Oh, I'd love if you did.
You can knock this bad Larry off because I got Jägermeister Cold Brew Minis.
Holy crap.
I found them this morning at BevMo.
Beautiful.
So they're ours now. I've got three of them. So 2 + 1 poor guest who's going to join us on that adventure.
So you weren't lying about crossing all the stuff off.
Oh, no. I'm serious. Okay, I feel like part of manifestation is certainly doing some of that work yourself, and I'm ready to do it.
I'm glad you're putting in work this year.
Barefoot Contessa, year. I'm coming for you.
All right. This first guest that we're pulling up, oh, my gosh. She's an amazing singer and honestly responsible for 2 T-Bash firsts, one of which was a Mystery Bevs episode, the first time we'd ever done anything like that, and that was at the suggestion of this guest, and then truly, I think, responsible for tonight, a Buzzball Xmas, and we'll get into that, a little bit more of that soon. Please welcome to Buzzball Christmas, Death by Romy. Hi, Death by Romy.
Chomper's looking great tonight.
Thanks. I used like 3 Crest white strips and then I gave up.
Oh, beautiful, though.
How many are you supposed to use? More than that?
You're supposed to use that every day for 2 weeks.
Huh.
Different so you podcast. Just do 3 all in one day, but a different podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
No. So, Romy, you really are responsible for tonight because on the last episode that you were on, you mentioned that you would... had Buzzballs at my studio, at my house, and I had no recollection of it. And I don't know if you snuck them in. I don't know if I didn't realize what they were. But there have been Buzzballs that have been sipped, maybe chugged. I don't know. Maybe I'm really not paying attention in the very room I'm in right now. Do you remember that at all?
I fully remember that day. And, well, first off, thanks for having me. I'm honored that we are realizing this dream. Mm. And, yes, I remember the day that I drank Buzzballs in your studio and you were completely unaware of what the fuck I was drinking.
What'd you do with the empties? Did you just roll them under the couch? Because I know what I'm going to do with my empties tonight. They're going straight on the tree.
I love that idea. No, I threw them away like a good person. Either put them back in the brown bag they came in or they found their way to the trash. Okay.
Did you have an extra tiny brown bag that you're using just to like hold one up so you're kind of brown bagging it tiny style?
No, I wish they offered that.
Like a little sandwich bag?
Yeah, for a private like Buzzball only experience, but I don't think they do that.
Yeah.
You got to cut your own on those. Well, listen, I don't know, cluelessness. It's just absurd that I wouldn't comment on a drink that looks like Buzzballs, knowing I have a beverage podcast. But all that aside, it is the reason that we are here, and we are so grateful for that. So truly, Romy, you are the reason this is happening.
Reason
tonight.
For the season.
Proud to be a delinquent and a piece of shit.
We amazing. Wouldn't have it any other way.
Let's bring up our next guest, and let's get everybody up here. Oh, wow. She is a true T-Bash MVP. You've seen her on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Scandal, Big City Greens, and much, much more. Oh, my gosh. Our dear, dear friend, Artemis Pebdani.
You're
muted, and we love you. We can't hear you, but we love you.
For those listening to the podcast, she's really here.
Wait, let me see if we can unmute you, Artemis, because it generally just looks like you're muted.
How did this go?
Oh, perfect. Well,
as you were talking, I thought I would be like cool and technical and work with my settings. I fucked it up. Hi!
It's so great to see you.
Let's buzzball some shit.
Do you know what you're getting into? Because of everybody involved tonight, I feel like I haven't really, I've told you the least, I feel like, and I don't know if you're Buzzball familiar or not.
I remember hearing about it on your podcast, but I don't have a good memory in general. So I remember hearing about it, but I remember hearing about like wishes about it. And that's really it. So I really don't know like what's inside. What's it going to do to me or my guts or my head?
Well, I think all of us here, including Romy, should probably apologize to you right now for what's about to happen.
This is my fault.
Yeah, if this goes great, you are making friends tonight. If this goes poorly, it's still probably our fault. Let's be real.
Let's be real. But just because it's the four of us right this second, I do think Romy should take a little accountability. Just a little bit.
Romy, this is your fault.
Yeah, this is my fault, but it's not my fault that Andy chose to involve others.
That's a great point.
This is irresponsible to your friends.
My gosh. Well, Artemis, thank you. We're going to get into our festivities in 1 second. Let's bring up someone else here. Oh, my God. This friend schooled us this year on whiskey, and the Bev Heads drank it up. Please welcome TV and film producer and friend of the show, Trevor Jones.
Hello, Trevor.
Oh, very festive with the Christmas tree right there.
Just for you guys.
Amazing.
And where are you streaming in from?
I am streaming in from sunny Lansing, Michigan.
Oh, and where are you exactly? Are you at your house?
I am at my mother-in-law's house. She has a beautiful tree that my son commented was too narrow.
Solid.
Also, by the way, the last time I was on the show talking about whiskey, I was also in Michigan, as it turns out.
Oh, my God.
Wow. So your in-laws must really think you have
you're avoiding
some sort
them
of problem. Yeah.
They are amazed with my celebrity.
Boomers love criticism about their stuff. I think I'm sure the tree comment went over like a lead balloon.
Well, I sure hope the Buzzballs just make it all that more festive with the in-laws tonight. I hope we'll need a recap of after this episode of how it goes.
Yeah. Have you seen Buzzballs in the bars there yet?
I have never seen a Buzzball at all. I have no idea what it is. And I wasn't nervous about it until Artemis talked about what it's going to do to her guts. And now I'm terrified about what it's going to do to my guts.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I can't take this pressure.
We're in for it. All right, let me bring up our next guest here. We have, oh my gosh, this next guest had another T-Bash first. This was one of the first T-Bash guests. No, it was the first T-Bash guest that drank one of the episode beverages before we recorded the episode. Please welcome comedian, writer, and podcaster Jamie Loftus to the show.
Hi, what's up? How's it going?
We are thrilled. We are merry, and we are so excited you're here with us tonight.
I got this at 99 cents only the other day. It's got a bit of a Christmas m'lady kind of vibe to it.
That's great. Like,
you are looking completely festive.
Did you pipe the icing around the brim yourself, or was that also part of the deal?
No, for the low cost of 99 cents, this was all mine, if you can believe it.
Unreal.
I also wanted to thank you for, I didn't touch the bag yet because you left me a note telling me not to drink the buzz balls.
Jamie, we have to know, did you chill the buzz balls or not? Because last episode, you didn't chill the beverages either.
Yeah, I was being really toxic on the last episode. No, I did chill them. I chilled them for about, I forgot, and then I chilled them for about 20 minutes.
No!
As a good elf, I chilled them for the last 24 hours before I dropped them off. And so everyone could see a little behind the curtain. I just dropped them off this evening. So we should be at optimal temperature.
Okay.
They feel cold. And it does feel like buzz ball ingredients would separate if they got even a little bit warmer.
They would curdle?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. Well, fingers crossed. And, I mean, let's be honest. Last episode, we did, we were doing Smirnoff Ice, right?
Yes.
And you preferred, maybe wanted those unchilled?
Yeah, the one I drank before I thought was pretty good. It was, I think it was like the orange one. It was fine. It was fine warm.
Yeah, yeah. So I think you're going to be fine no matter what.
It says that on the bottle. Fine warm.
Yeah.
All right, we have one more guest to bring up here, and then, boy, are we going to get at it. This gentleman, too, has MVP status. His member is longer than the month of December. Please welcome BDT, a.k.a. the North Pole. Welcome to the show, buddy.
Yay. Thank you.
Oh, great.
It's great to see you, BDT.
Thanks, man. That's quite the intro. I don't even know what to say to that. I got nothing.
You look like you're in a cabin in the woods.
I am in a cabin in the woods. So I don't have any like Christmas stuff, but I kind of am the embodiment of Christmas. There's like a fire down there. There's pine trees everywhere. There's probably raccoons outside digging through my trash.
That's like what Keebler elves do, I feel like. You're living inside it.
Keebler elves dig through your trash.
Yeah, they're like raccoons. That's where they get the ingredients for their cookies. You know, you live inside a tree.
Explain something about the cookies. I do. It's a little maddening sometimes.
I love the idea of some raccoons finding these empty buzz balls later in the trash can and doing whatnot with them. That seems festive.
Oh. I mean, they might find half full buzz balls. Let's see how this goes.
So some of you are probably wondering how we're going to do this. Some of you might be a little scared, and we understand that. Jojo and I put a lot of thought into this. And as all of you know, you each have three wrapped presents, correct? Mm-hmm. And we did not pick what you are going to drink. We truly did this randomly. We thought it would be the only fair way to do it because there were 8 different flavors. There's chili mango, peach balls, watermelon smash, tequila Rita, strawberry Rita, chalk teas, lotta colada.
Chalk teas?
Oh, BDT, we all hope you're getting chalk teas.
What the fuck is that?
We all are.
and Forbidden Apple. But listen, if we were to choose, you know, we would have given BDT three chalk teas and we would have thought that would be hilarious. But that we didn't think it would be fair us kind of playing God in this situation.
Wait. So we don't know if there's duplicates in this bag?
No.
Yeah.
So we don't.
Which of them, am I misremembering Buzzball? Some of them have like milk in them, right? Like there's milky ones.
There's milky ones.
That would explain chalk teas.
Yeah, I feel like there's milky ones. I've seen them at the gas station.
So wait, raise your hand if you try to Buzzball and then don't if you haven't, I guess.
Okay.
What is that finger wiggle? Hand?
I mean, I think it didn't surprise me that they existed and the form factor is recognizable.
Wait, I think Romy's question was, have you had one? Or it was it, oh, no, have I you had certainly one, or have. Do you know what one is? Romy, what was your question?
Have you had one?
Oh, yeah, certainly have you had not, one? No. No.
Okay.
Can we do another hand raise? So is it just Jamie and Romy? Bunch of buzzball newbies over here.
I like Jamie.
I'm kind of excited.
I like Romy. I was also definitely burying the lead. There are monkey ones because I've tried them.
Like I know it's a fact, but wait, yes. But is it milk? It's not dairy, because I mean, even most gas stations don't sell like dairy products. They don't want that turnover. They can't be responsible.
Oh man,
it's
you
not,
got that?
It's
no,
like there's a suggestion of milk. It's like
there's a creaminess. Creaminess or
what
something?
About those Starbucks
it's
things?
Thick. It's thicker than your average Buzzball.
Now, Jamie, how many flavors would you say you've come across, or you know, sipped?
I would say I've not tried many because they're not very good. Sorry. Okay. I thought everybody knew that. They're not very good, but you know, I've had one fruity one because it makes me like it kind of triggers your gag reflex memory to think about it. And I know I've tried a creamy one, and I think I liked that one better, weirdly.
Interesting.
Great. Yeah.
We'll have to see kind of who. Well, you kind of sound a little bit like Conky, Jamie. You might want to reset your or mute yourself and unmute yourself. See if it like rejiggers your connection. I'd love to see if we all end up on Team Opaque or Team Clear at the end of this, or if there's a hard split. You know.
Sure.
With only Romy in the middle.
Now there
She's
will
champion
be
a, of all flavors.
There will be a prize if anybody does get all three the same. Yes. There will be a big prize for that that person.
Yes,
including more than automatic getting to drink the three Buzzballs.
Yeah, the prize is certainly a waterfall of all three of the same flavor ones.
And so, I mean, with that in mind, I really think we should just get to it. So how we envision this is we're all going to open our first Buzzball together, and then we'll all go around and we'll kind of reveal what we had, okay? Does that sound good?
Bring it.
So
yes.
Let's all unwrap your first Buzzball, guys. I don't know if you...
Man, throw me out here juggling.
Skills.
Oh, my...
Did she get top tea? Oh. Okay. Okay.
Okay, let's start with BDT. What did you get, BDT?
I got peach balls.
Okay. Oh, no.
Romy, what'd you get?
Watermelon splash, baby.
Ooh, Jamie.
I got the Rita, the strawberry Rita.
Oh, yes.
Nice. Trevor?
Chuck D.
Oh, he's got the Chuck D.
I got the milk.
I have to tell you, just from looking at you guys holding up your Buzzballs, and this is my first Buzzball I've ever even seen. It's just from you holding them up. I hope that they taste at least as gross as they look from.
This looks gross.
Oh no, the red one looks not too bad.
What about this?
But Roro's,
what about
yours
this?
Looks bad.
That green one looks terrifying.
That is the scariest one. That's the one that makes me sweaty.
This guy?
Oh, yeah.
My God.
Tequila Rita? Now, I will say, when I checked out at Vons with all these, it was quite a scene because I bought a lot of Buzzballs, but the bag boy told me that this was the good one, Tequila Rita, by the way.
Artemis, what? Margarita?
I guess so. We're going to find out. Artemis, what did you get, Artemis?
I feel like they should have, like...
Ooh. I got the strawberry Rita.
Nice.
Which I feel like is a fantastic, I don't know how to do things. I feel like this is going to be a fantastic start. And I feel like the first drink I ever drank was a strawberry flavored some shit.
There we go.
There we go.
Ready You're probably
JoJo.
You should have to get 5150 if you buy this many buzz balls at once.
I would like pray that someone would at least get back about so their
just
mental state.
Check in. Have someone meet me on the way out.
At least be put on some sort of list or something. JoJo, what'd you get?
Well, I'm going to tease this a little bit by first adding that Randy in the chat's got strawberry Rita, peach chiller, and cranberry chiller. Saving specifically the cranberry chiller for last, I have to say, follow along at home if you can. If you find a match, it's your turn to drink it. I got watermelon smash.
Me let's and Romy go.
Rolling all deep right, with this.
Let's all crack.
Wait,
into
it does
these.
Say shake. It does say shake well.
No, it doesn't. It does it really?
It says it right around the women owned stamp on the side. It then says shake well on both sides of that.
I was so. They tell you that at 7-Eleven.
That is women owned.
Yeah.
They say drink is bottled.
They have
something
going for it.
I've never had to shake a canned beverage like this, boozy beverage.
Now, I think you're supposed to do it for all of them. You probably just don't.
I think she's right. Romy's right.
Now, okay.
Wait, I feel like I don't realize that, but I realize it's not everything.
I hope I didn't ruin
now,
it.
Now, Romy and Jamie, don't answer this. I'm one of everyone that has never had a buzz ball. Are these going to be carbonated or not? Are there bubbles or no bubbles? What's our guess?
Oh, fuck this.
No bubbles.
These are not bubbles. These are not April Fool's beverages. They wouldn't tell you to
I
shake it well.
I thought these were going to be bubbles, but obviously if you're shaking it.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
Now,
it's really strong.
Avonked in the chat says they look like ornaments. Now, this person has caught on to something. The reason we're doing this, which is that they look like Christmas ornaments. That's a fact.
Hi, Wade.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Let's all take a sip and then we're going to start at the top and circle around.
Happy holidays. Oh, God.
What is the ABV on these?
15%.
That's what? It?
Child's play.
Pretty high.
Child's play. I feel like that too.
It's been a long time since I've voluntarily drank.
I don't know. You look pretty happy right now, Romy. Like,
I got a pretty good flavor. I kind of knew what to expect.
Wow. Okay. BDT, let's start with you. What? Remind us of the flavor and first thoughts.
I have peach balls.
Somebody please clip that. If you can.
I mean, it's pretty intense on the nose. It tastes, though, what I wanted Mad Dog to taste like the first time I had, like, an MD 2020. And it doesn't have that, like I'm going to die in a gutter back, like, kind of last flavor that Mad Dog does. But it's not good. But I will finish the whole it.
Are you getting enough peach on it? I mean, is it bringing the peach?
I mean, you kind of, now that I know it's peach, I'm like, sure. But if he gave it to me without telling me it was peach, I'd have to search for a while through the flavor bank.
Wow.
It's all right, though. I'm going to finish it. This 15% feels fun.
Slow, you know, does. There's no pressure to finish it before we get to the next one, though. You know, pace yourself.
We're all on PST, is that correct? Or Trevor, you're now in Central Time. I'm trying to get a gauge.
I'm on East Coast, actually.
Okay. Lansing, Michigan. We like to fill people in on what cities are in what time zones periodically on the show.
That's good. It's a podcast and a time zone podcast.
That's right.
Romy, let's move on to you. Remind us what you had.
Watermelon smash.
Thoughts.
Familiar taste. Definitely was one of my go-to flavors when I drank these. Because I love watermelon flavored everything. The smell is so much better than the taste. The smell leads you to believe that it's going to taste like those little Sour Patch watermelons.
Yeah.
Mm.
It doesn't taste as good as it smells, but it's not bad. And I will say it definitely wasn't cold enough. That's my fault.
What watermelon thing do you think it tastes the most like?
Oh, What's crazy is it tastes most like a watermelon Jolly Rancher, which is my favorite flavor profile of a watermelon. But it's nowhere near as good. It's nowhere near as good. But if it was comparable to anything, that would be it.
Yeah, better watermelon Jolly Rancher, better than actual watermelon, is what I'm getting. What you're saying? Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I agree 100%. I also have watermelon smash, so I'll just jump in here and say,
please.
We got.
It tastes like a watermelon Jolly Rancher is exactly right. Even a little viscous, as if you left one in the sun, or as a really old one and it just started to revert to its, you know, whatever they call that when stuff like turns back into a gas.
They're definitely better on ice.
Interesting.
Most cocktails are.
Most. I don't know if this is really a cocktail, Romy.
Most cocktails are.
It says cocktail on the front.
Well, then,
you know what?
I believe it.
Okay. Good point. Good point. All right, Jamie, let's go to you. What, remind us what you have.
So I have the strawberry Rita.
Yeah.
And I would say the main thing I'm going to compare this to is it was pungent. I was taken aback at how far away it was from my head and yet how much I could smell it. My primary comparison for this would be a beverage I used to be really into, much more so than Buzz Balls, which was Mike's Hard-Er Strawberry. Mm. Went through a big Mike's Hard-Er Strawberry when I was like 22, 23. Still a little bit too old for that. But this, I would say, is it smells and tastes pretty bad. It smells better than it tastes, but it tastes like medicine.
Oh.
Yeah.
They kind of have that effect.
And Artemis, do you have the same one as well?
Yeah, I got the same one. I'm with you on the smells and tastes. Pungent. Pretty bad. I don't taste so much strawberry as I do like Red Dye number 5 or perhaps soap.
Are you getting the Rita, though?
Oh, interesting. I might be getting a little more Rita than I am strawberry. Not really strong on either, I'd say.
Yeah, I was getting the Rita loud and clear, but the strawberry wasn't getting it.
Strawberry's not, you know, which is usually if I have to go for something like any artificial flavors, I love the flavor of artificial strawberry. I wish they leaned into that a little bit more. But it's okay. I'm Oh, if I do that's the trick of the ball. Oh. All right.
Artemis, you need me to call 911?
What?
You need me to call 911?
No, not yet. Oh, we got 2 more balls after this, girl.
Artemis, you look very classy with yours, though, I have to say.
Absolutely.
It's Artemis is the ad. Women owned.
Women owned.
Matches the Buzz Ball.
100%. You should be the spokesperson for Buzz Balls.
They'll never look classier than they look right now.
They can really use you.
Aspirational.
What's it? Can their slogan be?
It's a little sound thing when you open the can.
Trevor, tell us. Chalk Tease.
Chalk Tease is it does not disappoint, I'll tell you that. I'm getting both the chalk and the tease in this one. The nose feels like it's not bad. It's not a lot. It's kind of like just a lot of like vodka and chocolate is what it smells like. And you know what the taste is? It feels like, and I'm going to say that this one feels like a Christmas holiday season drink that you drink with abandon during the holidays and then never drink again until it's the next holiday. It's like when you wake up on Christmas and you pour yourself like a 50-50 Bailey's coffee because it's in a mug and you're pretending like you're just drinking coffee, but it's Christmas, so you don't have to work, so you're like, whatever, I'm just going to go for it. That's what this feels like to me. It's not I'm enjoying it, I gotta say. I don't know. Yes. I wasn't wearing a furry sweater.
I'm so glad the Milky One's good.
Yeah, I'm pissed I haven't tried that now because I've avoided that one like strategically my entire life.
I was not excited when I saw the sort of milky nature of this one, I have to say. And it feels right.
Is there any dairy in it? Eyeball the ingredients at all on there? Is there any mention of...
I've been trying to avoid them ever since I read them the first time because it doesn't mention anything about chocolate or milk or anything that would make it look like this. It says premium vodka. So not that gutter vodka.
Not that it means anything.
Orange wine and it does say cream with natural flavors.
There you go.
So it is real dairy.
There is cream in this one. It does occur to me though that mine, as opposed to everyone else's, traveled on a plane for a long time and then sat in my bags for a day before I was able to open them. So I'm going to hope the vodka is disproportionate to the cream in this one.
You're acting.
That buzzball cross state lines?
Most people don't get to experience a buzzball. Yeah. Sorry. Most people don't get to experience a buzzball until it's been sitting on the shelves in a 7-Eleven for at least 2 years. You. So you are fine.
That's a great point. And you're acting as if Roro didn't take it like from... You're acting as though he took it straight off the belt at the grocery store and like put in the deep freezer for you.
And now you guys don't have to deal with buzzball?
Jojo, what are you on again?
Watermelon smash.
That's right.
So okay, I just have one. Before we open our next one, I was curious about how much, what are we talking about with buzzballs here? Like what kind of volume business are they doing? The only thing I found was a press release from early 2020, January 6th, 2020, auspicious day, that they sold 1 million cases of buzzballs in 2019.
Wow.
So these things are just flying off the shelves. They're rolling.
They're a hit, without a doubt.
Is that 24 in a case?
19-year-olds need to drink something. So
I've been drinking this.
It's like chocolate milk in public schools.
Yeah, it's a good gateway.
I feel Romy was just a good gateway for the chocolate milk. It's.
I mean, they are clearly for children.
Yep. My kids would love this one.
Well, they're getting
these are only holiday available around the holidays.
No, this is this is all year. They're going strong all year. It's
who's drinking
phenomenon.
Ornaments in June?
The
festive people,
and it also depends. You know, their whole thing is it's more balls than Christmas. You know,
okay.
Their whole marketing angle. I have the tequila Rita. And I'm definitely tasting tequila vibes, although I don't think there's any tequila in here. Oh, no, it says there's premium tequila.
I was gonna say,
and I'm getting the margarita. Like, this one is true to advertised.
All right.
And smells good. I think one thing that we've all said is they all smell okay, which is interesting to me.
You know, it's relative.
I didn't say that.
Yeah. a lot of people are shaking their head.
This one's a loser.
It's not very good.
All right, well, let's get into round two. This is where it's going to get interesting. Are we going to have any duplicates?
Wait, do we know what are our options that we haven't seen yet?
Yeah, so does anybody still have odds of getting all the same flavor or of any, like, I feel like, how many did you get of each flavor?
I got three or four of each flavor.
Oh, so I could just have nothing but peach here.
We're real close. It would be crazy if we didn't get all the flavors that I bought. And obviously, it'll be bananas if someone gets all three the same. I think it would almost be bananas if someone gets two of the same, but I don't know probability.
Guys, I just made an incredible discovery.
Uh-huh.
Look. They bounce!
Oh my god.
They literally bounce. I tried juggling and smacked the board and it bounced right back up in front of my face.
Great.
Dang.
Wow. I smell like a TikTok challenge coming. Buzzball, are you listening? Are you ready? Jesus.
I saw in the comments TikTok that there's an espresso martini flavor. Did you get one of those?
I didn't. I wish I did. Again, we got chili mango, peach balls, watermelon smash, tequila Rita, strawberry Rita, chalk teas, latte colada, forbidden apple. So Ooh. We haven't gotten a lot of colada. We haven't gotten forbidden apple or chili mango.
Oh, brother. I feel like one of these is going to be kind of Russian roulette by the last round.
Let's go. Are you guys ready?
Ready.
Yeah. I'm not done with my opener.
Well, you can circle back, Artemis. Yeah,
at some point we might have to do a little suicide. You know.
Yeah, you can do a little mix.
You don't have to drink these.
Yes, you do.
That's wrong.
You shouldn't have. You shouldn't have.
Ooh.
Oh.
Are we twins?
Oh my gosh. Okay, I've got chili mango. BDT, what do you got?
A lot of colada.
Nah.
Oh,
one is so white. That is, it looks like a candle.
It's because it's not, you can't see the color. They don't want you to see the color. It's a white can.
It looks like a candle.
Romy, what do you got?
Light it.
Strawberita. I'm fucking jealous of you and BDT. Those are two of my favorite flavors.
Whoa. Jamie, what do you got?
I got forbidden apple.
Ooh. Yeah.
Samesies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, spicy. Trevor, what do you got?
Peach balls.
Oh, good luck, man.
Peach balls. I feel like peach balls is a nice follow-up to chalk teas. You want to have something really fruity after you have something very creamy and chocolatey.
You're right. This is,
yeah. Yeah, that'll acidic, go down easy. Even.
Yeah.
Oh. Artemis, what do you got?
I'm chili mango with you, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I'm doing it so hard.
Jojo, what do you got?
I'm also a forbidden apple, and I love it. We're already no repeats. Two in. We're in good shape for everybody actually getting to try three different flavors. Though I'm already going to forecast for next year. This thing's got to be in person because I want a white elephant element. I want to be able to steal, you know?
Now, has everybody noticed? I'm having a hard time telling. Are any of these bottles clear or are they all have a color to them? Because I just noticed
crystal clear
that yours is clear.
I think the juice ones are clear.
They all have a
translucent
color.
No, but I think
chalk teas is clear.
Chalk teas looks clear, whereas like the other ones look like there's still a tint of color on them.
This is totally okay.
Chalk teas is the only one I've never had. But as far as I'm concerned, besides that, they're all tinted or completely opaque.
Oh my god.
Do you want me to see what color it is? Ooh. I have a glass.
Oh,
yes.
Thank you for coming in with the evidence-based approach to this.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it's also red.
Oh. Ooh.
That's all right,
let's go. Let's go bottoms to top this time. Jojo.
Okay.
You've got some forbidden apple. Take us through forbidden apple.
Okay.
Oh my god.
I hate fake apple flavor. I do. You know what though? This isn't bad. It's got a little bit of tartness like a real apple. It's certainly sweet. It's not as slimy as the watermelon smash. It seems more inviting than forbidden. I feel like they kind of missed their mark there, but you know, that's my review. I don't think it's green. I'm just testing it on the lip. Oh no, maybe it's got a little green to it. Yeah. Pretty fun.
Great. Huh. Did anybody else have the forbidden apple? Jamie?
I did.
Let's jump in.
I also really am enjoying it as much as I think you can enjoy a buzz ball.
Yeah.
It kind of tastes like a New Year's Eve B-side kind of drink. Really strong cider kind of vibe. I like it. Yeah. Friendly apple. It's good.
Yeah.
And it doesn't stink.
It is like an elf made, like your Keebler elf, but BDT tried to make cider and made it with candy.
Here. Yeah.
All right. That sounds amazing. Is it giving on the apple front? Is it like Jolly Rancher apple vibes? Or candy, or
well, I'm not very Jolly Rancher wise. Hard candy freaks me out.
Sure, go on. Actually, a different podcast. We'll talk about it some other day. Sure. Yeah, it tastes a bit like fake apple, but it's not as like intense. I feel like as some of those things are. It doesn't taste like one of the gummy rings, the apple flavored, which I think are revolting.
Oh yeah, I see what you mean there. Okay.
Yeah, I'm really liking this.
Are they all the same ABV? Everybody got 15% on theirs?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
that,
Gary. On the front, under
bottom,
the very
line.
Bottom.
Yep. Yes.
All right, Artemis, let's get into it. You and me, chili mango.
Wow. Heavy on the. Actually tastes like There's some mango flavoring in there. Mm. Heavy on the candle.
Mm.
Chili on the after. Chili in the back. Lots of chili in the back.
Lots of chili on the back.
Yeah. Yeah.
A surprising amount.
It's somewhat thicker than the other one that I had.
I truly don't think I could think of a worse beverage to puke up later than this.
I think that's all right. I started this day with a tuna sandwich. Okay. It could go very wrong. This night could go so wrong. Okay. But here's
The chili, right?
Yeah, the chili and also the mango. They both are hitting hard.
Does it smell? What does it smell like?
It smells actually.
It smells very mango.
Yeah, it smells mango. Where I feel like the strawberry one didn't smell like a drink. This one smells like, hey, we're trying. And the I have though taken two or three sips and I feel like it's not made a dent, and I'm a little concerned about that.
What's interesting about this one to me, and I'd be curious too, you guys, if you look under the title of yours, they say, you know what's in it. This one is vodka and tequila, which that's just an interesting combo in general, interesting idea to me. But it really is wild how much mango it has, but then the chili comes sneaking out after the fact. It's really wild, but it is exactly as advertised, which I kind of have to give them props for that.
Yeah. How much heat are we talking?
It's not like an uncomfortable amount of heat. It's a little jarring because I've never had heat like this in a beverage.
How many Scoville units?
It's definitely manufactured. It's, what'd you said?
Oh, I just asked how many Scoville units of heat it was.
Oh, that might be on the back in the small writing. I'm not going to squint for that.
That'd be fun if there were Buzzball Organics.
Yes.
Well, that would be awesome. What if this honestly
destroy the entire purpose of their existence?
No, that would be great. I would like maybe really actually drink them often if they were really good, and this is pocketable.
Somebody clip that for Artemis's Buzzball reel,
yes,
please.
Yeah. Is there like an apothecary at a farmer's market making these in little glass baubles, you know, kind of hand mixing them like little crystal balls?
Yeah.
Are these recyclable?
They've got to be, right?
Is anything?
I think that the issue with recycling, we've covered this a bit before, is like it's the issue is it's mixed materials. You've got an aluminum top and a plastic bottom. Mm. So it's really only recyclable if you could pop the aluminum top off.
They're made with 15% recycled plastic. Challenge accepted. These are horrible.
Same amount of recycled material as
alcohol.
This is
a women-owned business, so be careful what you say.
I'm just going to separate mine.
Can you?
Problem
solved. Did you try?
I got an axe.
He lives in the woods. He can do anything.
Artemis, before we move on, real quick, I'm struggling to find the like what the spice is, and maybe it really is just chili, but there is something about when the chili comes into play. It's reminding me of something else. Does it remind you of anything?
Heartburn. 100%.
110%, Artemis.
Yeah. It is. It's like whatever it is definitely, like I said, manufactured. And you said it too in your quotes, chili. Like it's not a real spice, whatever it is that like under the thing where they're telling you what it is. And the fourth thing is like the highlight is the yellow dye number 5 or whatever. Like they're just letting you know nothing's really happening in here that comes from nature.
Yeah. It's all strange. All right. Trevor, peach balls.
Peach balls. Well, you can taste the peach. The first one. The first one, I had the Choctees. This one has no chance against the Choctees.
What?
Reagan's revealed.
There's something just sort of deeply unsatisfying about this one. I got to say also, I noticed on the ingredients, it lists something called certified color. to think what an uncertified color would be and whether that's an upside or a downside to this drink, because it's listed as one of the ingredients. I feel like this drink, you get a hangover before you finish this one. That's the way this feels like. There feels like something that is already working its way into my brain. And I'm wondering if BDT, you also felt that way. I think you started with this one, right? Didn't you start with beach balls?
Yours is sideways, BDT.
Oh, because it's empty.
Okay.
You just finished yours. Oh, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I needed to work.
No, it's not good. You're very right. I need a Tylenol. but instead I have another buzz balls.
Yes, number three.
Yeah, I don't know. I think for me the chalk tease was better by a wide margin. I feel like this is the kind of drink that's going to ruin your party and then ruin your next week, and like also probably have an impact on the way you talk to your colleagues at work at your work party, and you like
or your in-laws tonight.
100%. Yeah.
This
feels dangerous to me.
Yeah.
The headline really here though is your nostalgia for chalk teas, I think, already. Like you're reminiscing about chalk teas in a way that I find heartwarming.
Listen, I don't want to say it's because I set the bar very low, but I feel like chalk teas is something you could have, like you could just have that while the kids are opening presents. Just sip on your chalk teas, and it's very holiday.
And that's the appeal for you.
Then they start. You got to be worried.
Presents is totally the appeal for me.
You got to be a little nervous though about anything that makes it look like you're eating Christmas ornaments, because they all have those tiny batteries. You can't fuck.
No, 100%. You need to put it into a mug of coffee. But that's what I mean, like. I think the presentation here is wrong, but like, look, don't get me wrong. I'm not going out and buying a 12 pack of chalk teas, but
maybe a 6-pack though.
A 6-pack, sure, during the holidays.
Hell yeah, 1,000,001 cases in 2023.
I think we just created
a Romy, strawberry Rita.
Okay, my mind is literally all over the place. First off, I don't know why I never gave this flavor a chance. And I do not agree with Jamie or Artemis for how bad this thing was.
Wow.
This is so much better than the watermelon smash was.
Oh,
this
shit.
Oh, no.
We're all praying for watermelon smash for Artemis round three.
No.
This one genuinely tastes as if I mixed some okay tequila with a Jose Cuervo strawberry margarita mix. And that's exactly what it tastes like.
Wow.
And I wouldn't expect anything great from that.
Did you finish your last one?
No. No, honey. Oh.
Did you start early?
No. I'm not drunk yet.
Romy, what are the front of label ingredients?
Premium tequila and vodka.
Another vodka tequila combo.
With natural flavors, a certified color, and FD and C yellow number 5.
Uncertified.
Those last colors are uncertified. No.
My favorite flavor.
That's the same as the chili mango. Is everybody's just say that on the front?
No.
No. No.
Some of them are a little different.
Okay. A certified flavor? But doesn't designate what that flavor is.
It just says certified
colors. Flavor. Certified. Wow. Mine says certified colors.
Oh, maybe that makes yours a more premium. Mine just is a singular certified color.
If anyone wants to know what a certified color is, there are only 9 certified color additives approved for use in the United States.
Wow.
And these are just synthetically produced uniform colors that are certified to combine with food, and then there are other things apparently.
Wow. And but Romy, this is a hit for you, this one
I've never tried before, and I'm shocked. And if you pour this over ice and you put a little flour in it, you could charge me $16 for this here in LA.
Whoa.
And I would pay it.
Well, sure. No. You're
did you say so flour though? Oh, you said like a flour.
You have to throw a little like something in it, like a flower or an umbrella or something.
I thought you meant the baking ingredient, which I was having a hard time wrapping
and
my
Romy,
head around.
Look, you're kind of obligated once they've served you the drink to pay for it, but would you order a second one?
I would have to turn over ice to tell you, but...
Fair. Okay, fine.
Yeah, but I like that description, Romy.
Yeah.
I love the idea that what Romy said of, like, you could really... If you dressed that one up, you could really kind of pull it over someone, maybe. It's just interesting. Could be a side hustle for one of us here.
I don't want to hate on the Buzzballs, but the Strawberry Rita versus the Watermelon Smash, this is giving, like, battery acid. I was 16 when I first drank this, and that's why I liked this. This is giving... If you put it over ice and you dressed it up, I would buy this now.
That's bringing you. This giving you Hollywood Bowl vibes. You're bringing that in, a little freebie. Yes.
Yeah.
You waited in line for a half hour, so it has to be good by the time you get
it. Yeah. Should we do round three?
Well, yeah, we got BDT though. The first Lotta Colada of the night. The first Lotta Colada.
Don't skip BDT.
It's. Well, so I took a sip of it at the very beginning of this whole chatter and then decided not to touch it at all until you made me talk to me.
Wow. The restraint.
I don't know if it was restraint so much, but I decided because it's totally opaque. I don't know what color this is. It doesn't have natural colors or certified colors. It just has flavor. So I'm going to pour it into a glass to see what color it is.
Yeah.
And then I might just drink it all real fast.
Hold it up.
Oh, it looks exactly like urine.
Wow.
Which, to be fair, lime juice, pineapple juice, and coconut juice.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Basically, pee pee. Artemis out on this one. Done. Slain by coconut drink.
It does look like it probably has brutal. Like potassium salts, you know, like maybe it'll hydrate me like the other ones didn't.
Oh, totally. That's going to be super good for you.
Anyway, let's see.
Trevor works in marketing for Buzzballs. That's how we got him on the show.
Oh, take it easy there, BDT.
No, as soon as I started, I knew I had to keep going. Otherwise, it wasn't going to happen.
Yeah. Is it bringing a Lotta Colada, though?
Honestly, it kind of is. Like, it needs to be colder.
Whose fault is that?
It's my fault. Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't have a refrigerator right here.
Oh, he lives in the woods, Artemis. He doesn't have a refrigerator.
And it hasn't snowed yet, so I have nothing to put it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's only a little snow. But, like... It's helpful that I just drank the whole thing, so that probably is influencing me. But if you, like, froze that thing and, like, threw it in, like, one of those, like, slurpee machines they have at bars that bad things happen at, then, like, yeah, sure, man. I mean, it tastes just as good as, like, any frozen piece of shit I ever had at 4 in the morning in New Orleans in a 64-ounce cup.
Artemis, please speak to the Artemis. Speak to the New Orleans ness of these. Where do you feel like, as a person with deep ties to the city of New Orleans, how do you feel?
Well, at a drive-through, like one of those Everclear ones that, like, you know, just like those ones where, like, they put the tape over the straw to pretend like you're not going to drink it in the car.
To be fair, I've not tried the Lotta Colada. I'm sure there's Lotta Colada in your colada, but. I feel like in New Orleans, they're like, they know what they're doing, and you can taste the alcohol, and you know they mean business. This, I taste, you know, both the ones that I've tried, oh my God, my voice has changed. I don't know if you think that.
It really has. It's good. It's really good.
I can hear it, that my voice has changed. It's affected me.
It feels very, I think you should record the commercial. Like, more so than a normal alcoholic drink.
Yeah. I'm with that. Is anybody feeling any sort of buzz from the Buzzball? Because mine started just to creep in, and I will say it does feel like a nice buzz. It doesn't feel angry. It doesn't feel sad. It does feel positive, which is a surprise to me.
Yeah. Yes. I sneezed, and then it took over.
Ooh, that's what we got to do. That's what the chili lime is for, really activates you.
For this last round, I think we should each open them up one at a time real quick just to see.
Wait, so what is everybody hoping for?
Well, let's go person by person. So as you BDT, open it. Let's start with you, BDT. What's your wish?
I mean,
right now?
I want chalk tea so bad.
Okay. And you know what? You deserve it, BDT. So let's put it out there right now.
I hope
come on,
BDT.
Yeah. Unwrap it.
Okay. Oh, am I doing it?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go.
Oh, it's not chalk teas.
It's not.
Ah, fuck.
What's it?
It's another peach.
Oh, you got your first double of the night.
Oh, yeah. Okay. By the way, if you get two in a row, we forgot to mention this at the top, you have to waterfall it.
Well, the other one's already gone.
Oh, right. You just chug it then.
I could pour it into the first glass.
Chug?
Okay, let's go.
What's a waterfall?
Waterfall is when one person starts drinking and then we all start and then you can't stop until everybody does. Is that right?
You can't.
Yes.
Sure, that sounds right.
No. It's like you can't stop until the person next to you stops, right? Isn't that what it is?
Yeah, so it goes in a line. It's like do-do-do-do-do. Like the wave.
Well, I've never heard of this.
I've definitely played this drinking game, but I'm too good at drinking games to remember how to play them.
Oh, challenge thrown. Damn.
That's a good line.
All right, Romy, let's open up yours next, and we'll circle back just on flavor. But wait, hold on, Romy. What are all your Christmas dreams could come true right now, what's in there?
My favorite flavor Buzz Ball is the chili mango. So that would be beautiful.
What?
Not a whisper of this.
Look at Artemis's face. Hold up.
Whoa. Hold
up. I have been drinking Buzz Balls for 5 years.
What? This is the height?
That flavor came out during the pandemic, only a year and a half ago, and it is the best flavor that this company has ever made.
Okay.
All right. While this dream's coming true, then, Romy, is it chili mango or something else?
But wait, because there's a second place. I've never tried chalk teas, and I like strayed so far away from it intentionally. But hearing that Trevor likes it, I'm like dying to try it. So.
Forbidden apple.
No, what you get? You got that watermelon shit.
What is that?
Tequila Rita.
Hey, listen, try. You might like it. I don't think that's the end of the world.
I've tried it.
Jamie, while this Christmas dream's coming true right now, what are they?
Give me the milk. I want chalk tea. I want it bad.
Let's go.
All right. Let's see. I just feel like it's not going to be.
What do you get?
It's chocolate. Oh, it's chocolate. Awesome. Wow, yay. It's a Christmas miracle.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. We can't wait to get to your review in a moment. Oh, my gosh. See if Trevor is off his rocker.
For real.
I'm so excited.
Trevor. Yeah.
Jamie immediately vomits because the cream is separated from the rest.
Trevor, I think we all know your Christmas wish is another chalk tease as well, right?
I have to tell you, I wanted to get the chalk tease because after I gave it such a rave review, I was terrified that someone else would get it. I'm so nervous now. I also have to say that my current present is wet. So whatever it is in there is open a little bit. Didn't survive the journey so well. But I'll tell you what.
I'm sure it's fine.
I'm sure it's perfect. And I'm excited about it regardless. What do I hope it is?
Something that's not going to take you to the ER tonight?
I can't even imagine. Every drink has been just an adventure to a new place. I'm excited for anything that comes out.
Oh wow. A man who's made a documentary about Scotch whiskey just said every buzz ball has been an adventure to a new place.
I opened it, I could see the color inside and although I didn't have a wish for what it would be, I knew I didn't want it to be this color.
Is it Pee-Pee one? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We got Forbidden or the Tequila Rita?
Tequila Rita. That's what I got.
Oh, right. Oh, okay. Okay. Love it.
All right.
This is going to be the worst one you've had.
Wow. Whoa. Artemis, wildest dreams coming true right now. What are they?
Chalk teeth, 100%. Dear baby Jesus, let this Christmas miracle be that I got the chalk teeth. I didn't.
I swear to God, if you got a chili mango, I'm going to be so pissed.
I got a watermelon.
I just want you to have a favorite.
Oh, no.
A watermelon smash. Wait, this is fantastic for the show. Okay, Jojo, wildest dreams coming true. What are you opening right now?
Well, I also got a shout out. Randy in the chat mentioned that, all of the shitty Texas ones say the alcohol is orange wine.
Whoa.
Texas, not so free after all, are you? Jeez, Louie. Well, of course, my thing was chalk teas. I wanted chalk teas, but I didn't get it. Daddy got a little chili mango.
Okay, I'm glad you get to go in the chili mango.
Look, I'm excited to see.
I hate you, Jojo.
Romy is mad.
Sorry.
All right.
I wish I could give this to you. You deserve it more than me.
I don't deserve. Don't do that to yourself. You deserve it. You deserve it.
That's really nice. But I don't.
I'm pissed because Artemis seems so cool and smart, and all she has is a horrible buzz experience. And she wants to hate buzz balls, and she's going to associate buzz balls with people like me for the rest of her life. And I'm going to associate her with being more dignified and smart than me, who likes buzz balls.
You are all cool and smart. It's the only reason you got on this show in the first place. We're exclusively about the cool and smart.
Amen.
There's a test you have to take.
And honestly, I'm excited to see if Artemis feels about the watermelon. And in solidarity with you, Artemis, I actually hope I open a watermelon here I want to know what it's like because we've heard rumors tonight. I want to know the truth, but that's my wish. Here we go.
Well, I wish for you chalk teas.
Okay. This is probably the least. This is a real bummer for me. Lotta Colada. I do not want to try Lotta Colada.
Yes. That would be so good. Lotta Colada is so good.
The white opaque is so menacing.
It really
especially knowing that there's piss inside.
Yeah, it's even more menacing now that I've seen the beast.
It's like
that
it says
piss inside.
You're like not going to like what's in there.
Yeah. All right, guys. Oh, this smells so bad. All right, guys, real quick, let's take a quick sip and circle around, and then we're going to do one other segment of the show before we wrap, but... This is horrible. Whoa. This smells like suntan lotion gone real bad.
Mine smells like pine trees and pineapple.
Oh. What? You got the chili mango, right?
I did. Hmm. You mentioned
Lotta Colada is my least fave. Horrible.
Mm. You should just drink the whole thing in one shot.
Choco teas delivers.
Oh, my God. The look on your face. She's so happy. So happy, Jamie.
I feel like I could cry. This is so good.
This is the Christmas miracle we needed. It's just somebody satisfied with the last drink they got.
I feel so vindicated, Jamie. I can't tell you. I'm sitting here freaking out, waiting.
I honestly saw you looking a little nervous, and so I wanted to let you know as soon as possible.
I appreciate it. I feel totally let off the hook now.
It was really good.
Gary in Chicago said nobody had the peach ball flavor. That is not correct, Gary. We've had
Gary.
Both BDT and Trevor have peach balls.
Gary, this is number two that I'm just drinking for no reason other than pain.
Yay, that's right, you got to it. I already forgot. Good God. Artemis, Romy, did you call this, did you say the chili mango reminded you of soap?
Yeah, all of it soap. All of it soap. All of them got some. No, that one's more candle than soap. Strawberry was heavy on the soap.
This is Yankee Candle. This is all when you walk. If anybody's ever been to Yankee Candle, I'm saying maybe Jamie, you have New England ties.
Oh, yeah.
Is that correct? Anybody else in the Yankee Candle Factory?
Oh, I'm familiar.
Factory.
I've never been.
Been too. Oh. Yeah.
Someday.
Everybody goes to the candle factory for fun.
There's not a lot to do there.
Not everybody.
Not a
lot.
You
have to be chosen. You have to be drafted.
That's right. Okay. Not everyone gets in. It's like the Willy Wonka factory. Now, you go in there, you immediately get a headache, just like with one of these. You immediately smell all the smells of candles combined, including like the random ones like Ocean Spray and Winter's Eve. And that is exactly what I'm getting off of this chili mango. Mm. Yankee candle.
What?
As far as the chili mango go, I will say as the night has gone on, it's the only one I have come back to and been like, oh, I kind of enjoy this.
I'm going to drink all of these.
Great. Oh, I've already finished two.
Well.
Wow. Well,
let's check in. Wait, Trevor, have you said what your third one is?
Yeah, it's the Tequila Rita. And it's a...
And?
It's a whole different thing. It is...
It comes back up here.
I agree, Trevor.
It's I don't, I'm not going to say I'm enjoying it. It is, the lime element of it, or the sort of like the lime component of this drink is so intense that it kind of dominates the whole thing and not in a good way.
What kind of lime? Say.
It's like drinking
battery acid.
You know, if you have like if you go to like a fancy place and they make a fancy margarita and they make all the ingredients, and then you go to a less fancy place and they just pour a bottle of something called margarita mix in and then pour the liquor in on top. This tastes like just drinking the mix part. Mm. And with nothing. Mm. It just is like
raw mix.
It tastes like raw mix. It feels like it's missing like the element that makes it an actual thing. It tastes like drinking a single ingredient of something else.
Should you put tequila in it?
You'd have to put a lot in, but yes, that would be a good start. There is
just
tequila
for
in here,
the record, Trevor. I don't think you'd want to put a lot in, Trevor, just for the record.
I think that the amount of rescue that this one needs would require a lot.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Romy, what do you think about this one?
It's fucking vile, but it tastes like tequila. It definitely does not need more.
Yeah, I get the tequila on it too. That like
it does not need more. But I will say that the top note, as Trevor mentioned, is the lime juice that you get in those green lime shaped bottles from Ralph's,
yes.
Which nobody likes, nobody should use, nobody should trust. And this one sucks. And if this was my first Buzz Ball I ever tried, back when I was 16, we probably wouldn't be here today.
Romy, I agree with you 100% on the plastic bottle shaped like a lime with lime juice inside. It tastes, that the main note on this is 100% squeezing that straight into your mouth.
Which is horrible.
Yeah.
Lime, chemical lime, which is also giving battery acid. Yeah. Mm.
Good All band right. name, though.
Yeah,
it's a good band name.
Jojo, what was your last one again?
I had chili mango.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right. So Artemis, let's wrap up round three. Watermelon.
No, I haven't had the balls to put it near my nose or mouth yet. I'm sorry.
Let's go, Artemis. Let's go.
I mean, I don't blame her. I'm sorry.
It's watermelon-y. It smells a lot of watermelon.
It smells so much better than.
It smells better. Did you just say it smells better? She said it before.
It smells so much better than it tastes, and I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's fine.
We'll cut it from the reel.
No, that's a commercial right there.
It's fine.
Oh, yeah.
It's
that's fresh. The noise. You're right there, signature noise.
Yeah. It's, you know what? The first part of the taste is like, oh, this is like watermelon puree. And the second part is the head. But honestly, I'm a buzz ball and a half in, and I'm going to finish it.
I haven't even finished one.
Eventually.
Artemis, I'll drink my watermelon one with you if you need a little solidarity.
I'm going in hard on chili mango.
Wait.
And what does that say, Andy? What does that say?
I like buzz balls. I don't know. What does it say?
Chili mango is the best buzzball flavor.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe, maybe. But I think the real, let's all be honest with each other here. The real winner tonight and the surprise winner of the night, I don't think anyone could have seen coming, was Chalk Tease. And I think it's a clear winner of the night, even though I didn't get to try it. Yeah.
I'm getting six tomorrow.
It's the only one I'm going to totally finish, which feels like you shouldn't
be able to finish the Chalk Tease. The Chalk Teasers.
Romy just said she's going to get six tomorrow of these. Don't you feel like you'd have to go to like four 7-Elevens to find six of the same flavor of Buzzball?
Now, they do make larger Buzzballs, by the way. So you could get yourself a big Chalk Tease.
Like a bowling ball size?
Like a community?
That's correct. So since nobody saw, since nobody got the three cherries, as we were hoping somebody would get, you don't get the prize, which, of course, was a giant Buzzball.
What flavor?
But the flavor was Limerita.
Have you seen the big ones before? The one that they put on like the top shelf?
That was this big.
So kids can't reach that one?
Yeah.
Those are the ones you share at a party.
You can't resist it.
Yeah.
Here, I'm going to pull one up.
It just has like eight hoses, like it's a giant octopus or like one of those things from the Matrix.
Artemis, do we need to call that ambulance for you? Are you good?
I don't know. How many of y'all have finished one totally?
I'm very close to finishing chili.
I'm at 2.5.
I came close on an apple.
I didn't finish any.
Do you want to see three go down? Because I can do this.
I'm going to do another show tonight.
I mean, it's terrible. Yeah.
Jamie is leaving for a show, full disclosure, in like 2 minutes. So I think it is important that she chugs whatever she wants to chug before then.
I can let you. I really feel like I shouldn't. I got to walk.
Oh, yeah, that's true. These are walking impairing.
How far?
I'll walk with it.
Do you want me to tell you how far?
Yeah, we got you.
Hmm?
I said, do you want me
to thank you for your concern. No, thank you. No, I take a 15-minute straight shot. It's all good.
Oh, yeah.
You could double fist it with the ones you have left and be finished by the time you get there.
She's here in
LA. I got to say, the one I would not take another sip of, if given the option, is the Strawberry Rita. I just didn't like it. Forbidden Apple, I went in on.
That's the one I'm drinking.
That's what I love.
I don't know what it is. I just like it was too cough syrupy, and I don't cough syrup flavor isn't disqualifying for me, but I just didn't like it. But the the Choco is like unbelievable. I might tell I'm like, who's gonna stop me on Sunset 15 minutes?
Nobody
with a Choco.
Nobody. No, absolutely nobody.
Yeah. Especially once you show them what you're drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then they'll just. You know, cheers, because they have one too.
All the cops have buzz balls. Oh, those aren't grenades. God.
No, that would make buzz balls uncool.
There's not on Christmas. I think even cops get to be cool for Christmas. I have a question before you go. Is there one of these you'd leave out for Santa Claus?
Not to keep, you know, plugging the Choco, but it feels like most relevant to his interests.
It feels on brand, yeah.
And it feels the jolliest and the nicest. And it really, I truly would get a six pack of these and sit around the fire with a bunch of friends on Christmas Eve and air some grievances with these things. I think it's nice.
Oh, I'm so in.
Absolutely love that.
I really enjoyed it.
Maybe a new tradition. Jamie, thank you. Yeah, thank you so much for joining us on this adventure, by the way.
Hey, look, hopefully I don't, you know, walk into the street and get hit by a car, but it would be a fun end to the story.
That would literally be so much more pressure on me for introducing this entire
Romy, don't make this about you. It's all right. It's Jamie's imaginary death and car crash.
I wish you had gotten chili mango. I'm sorry you didn't.
Thank you, Jamie. Look both ways before you cross the street now, please.
I will. I'm going to walk so great. Look, it's been an amazing buzzball tonight.
That was not convincing.
Okay, I will text someone to let them know I lived. All right.
Thank you. Please do.
Bye, guy. Happy holidays.
Bye.
Okay, guys, before we move on to the next segment, real quick, the biggies are what they call the big ones. Only comes in three flavors. Does anyone want to guess what those flavors are? Because we would guess that they would have to be the hits, right? The ones that are flying off the shelf that they decide to make biggies.
No.
What do you guys think?
Well, we know Tequila Rita is one of them, right?
I saw that one in Vaughn, so I'll give it.
Yeah, so we know Tequila Rita.
Strawberry Asshole.
Absolutely.
Watermelon Dick.
Or the Pina Colada. I like watermelon dick is the, yeah. But I think I'm going to guess pina colada for the third one.
Ooh. Okay, you ready?
Wait, I didn't get it.
Oh, sorry.
Keep going.
Oh.
Strawberry. Oh,
so they know what they have then. Like, they know that Choco Tease is good.
They do know.
Oh, except wait, they called it chocolate because is it because it's got a big one and they got enough room under there to put
chocolate? Oh, is that true?
They got the space for the font. That makes total sense.
Oh, no. Does Choco stand for chocolate? I thought it was like wordplay as cock tease with
it totally is.
Oh yeah, it is, but it's chalk tease. Chocolate. Yeah.
Wait, yeah, but it's on the biggie actually. It says chocolate.
Sure. Yeah. Oh yeah.
I'm actually kind of disappointed that they didn't stick to it for that.
They should have. They should have doubled down even and just called it cock tease.
Yeah, or chalk with like a CK.
That's right. I posited on the show last week that the brand of this is a bit like I'm buying the Hunky Fireman catalog for the office, like White Elephant, you know? And I think Chalk Tease as the chocolate one really resonates with that. And I was really kind of hoping for more innuendo in all the titles. That's my biggest letdown of the night.
I get that.
That's a viable brand option.
I think so.
You know what I think?
I think?
Great. As a woman, debating a woman-owned brand. I think these bitches were smart. They knew they could sell to kids by selling colorful alcoholic beverages in little balls, just like the people who put mango, watermelon, strawberry, whatever flavors in nicotine.
Yes.
And they said, fuck you, let's go. And I don't think it was ever meant to be sexual. But chalk tease is questionable.
I think there's a lot of innuendo going on personally.
Yeah, I vote innuendo.
Am I blind?
I vote innuendo.
I vote innuendo more than selling to kids, honestly, because adults drink enough. You don't
forbidden
need
that. That's so true.
We're such suckers for marketing and packaging.
Yeah. And also,
selling to kids is
what?
No, sorry.
Kids don't have jobs. Not like, you know, well-paying jobs.
Not like I have a job.
I remember the first time. What? I have a job or two.
No, that's you.
I've seen you work, Arnie.
That was a bad pass off to you. I wanted you to finish what you were saying. I was cutting you off, and I wanted you to speak.
I remember the first time I saw wine come in things like this. It was stackable wine, almost in this exact shape.
Ooh, yes.
I was maybe in my 30s and excited for my life and humanity. It had nothing to do with being a kid, man. It just had to do with, like, I've got potable booze-a-hall. And I was in. It wasn't my favorite wine, but I bought a lot of it while it was available.
The first time I saw a Jack and Coke in a can was in somewhere in Eastern Europe. And I was like 20, and I was so god fucking damn excited to be like, I'm going to drink whiskey and Cokes out of a can from
a
European 7-Eleven equivalent. And I agree. It's just thrilling to know you could do this thing in this modern times.
It's a real buzz.
A real buzz indeed.
I'm guys, finishing all these. Who's finished all them? Travis?
I've left pina colada is not getting touched. Horrible. But chili mango and tequila Rita, I'll probably be finishing.
I am so sorry.
BDT told them.
How was
Well, that's how BDT rolls, Romy.
Did you do the full review of pina colada?
It's just horrible. It's horrible. It's suntan lotion and Everclear.
You should pour it into a glass and see that it's the color of well-hydrated urine.
It's horrible.
I wouldn't say that that's the color of well-hydrated urine.
I mean, like, partially. Like you're not like, oh, shit, I need to, like, go to the hospital. Yeah, but, yeah, you're probably not ready to run a marathon.
But you chugged a couple glasses today. You're feeling pretty good. Oh, speaking of which, I'm going to have a little sip.
I got to say, though, Romy, chili mango is the gift that's starting to give. Yeah, it's not the gift that keeps giving, it's starting to give.
I'm kind of with you there. I'm enjoying it the most. It's the one savoring.
It has a bite on the back of it, which is fun. It's kind of fun in the back of the throat.
Yeah. Trevor, are you still missing that Choco Tease?
Yeah.
He just looks wistful.
Wait. I emptied it, and now it's going straight on that tree behind me. I'm going to hang it up there.
I love it. Please do.
These are fabulous ornaments. I completely see it. Like with a little tab, like you pull, like it's.
Yeah, but the move I feel like is to not finish them and then hang them. I think the move is to hang them full.
Oh, full. I thought you meant half full.
No, no. You hang them full, right. And then like during this. The course of the holiday, you just like peel one off and eat it like a candy cane.
Oh, smart. Oh, I thought you meant you crack it open as like a fly catcher of some sort. But that makes more sense. What you said makes more sense.
You get some flies for sure, I think.
The rancid smell will attract them.
Yeah, I'd rather hang out at Trevor's place than Artemis's for Christmas. If that's
I don't know how trees work, how Christmas trees work, so please excuse me.
And I don't know if the buzz balls are getting to all your heads, but Andy just made the biggest innuendo of the night, and no one caught it.
I did? I didn't mean to. What was it?
What was it? The chill, some fun in the back of your throat.
Oh yeah, that's pretty good.
Oh yeah, Romy, I'm talking about the chili mango,
not the you, not
head
the
out of the buzz ball gutter, Romy. See, they're getting it. They're getting to you. I had one other buzz ball thought before we move on.
Does anybody have chili mango and tequila Rita left to mix them together to make more you knows?
I can pour a little. I can pour a little into that. Yeah, I can do that.
Okay, great.
I'm doing
what
that
kind
right
of
now,
ratio but, are you doing?
Just I want to. What do you have dashing? Barely any chili mango left? So,
but I think you probably just want to dash of that tequila Rita. That is a potent.
Can I? I want one type of buzz update. I said that this was a fun, happy buzz.
Yeah,
it's starting to get sad and paranoid.
Yes, you're gonna have a bad sleep tonight.
Is it because of what I said?
No, Romy. I like to talk about booze and the kind of buzzes they give on the show. No, it has nothing to do with what you say. It was just some, you know, give you a warm feeling. Some give you a happy feeling. Some give a you know, punch a stranger in the face feeling. Whoa. But these were giving me happy feelings, but now I have a feeling if I was to have six of these, I think it's sad, very sad feeling, I think. I don't
six?
Know. Because I'll never have six of these.
Is that from the alcohol or from looking around at the six empty little Christmas ornaments you just drank and realizing what that means about your life?
It's a good point. It's a good point, Trevor. But no, I'm going strictly on body feeling from the booze.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, that's all. That's all. Sticking with the chili mango. On that note, all you guys seem so serious right now.
Look, I have one question I want to put to the group.
We're worried about the
before
sad
we
drunk.
Go before we wrap here, because I know that we all know that Artemis is going to be the new face of Buzzballs.
Absolutely.
Loving this class.
I just see the commercial already.
Let me just get 20%. Let me just get 20%.
20%. Dang,
everybody gets 20%. Everybody gets 20%.
Amazing.
That's how
Artemis. Artemis owes each of us some money.
There's actually not enough 20% to go around among six people.
There's plenty of 20%. 20% for everybody.
Hey.
We're going to have 100% then, Artemis.
Okay, but I would like to know. If so, we had a commenter who said, "Does James Bond like his buzz ball shaken or stirred?" I'm going to be honest. I don't really care about the answer to that question, but it did make me wonder if you could have a buzz ball tie-in with some classic IP. Does anybody have some ideas of what that might be?
What does that mean?
Spaceballs?
Like this? Would you have James Bond drink a buzz ball? Where might it appear? In something that you
oh,
enjoy.
Oh, see, I love that. I love the James Bond one. I love the idea that he's at a baccarat table and he's like facing the main villain, and then he's just like,
Is it also like a device? Is it also like a
drinking it, and everyone's just looking at him like, "What is wrong with you? You just bet $60,000 on a hand of baccarat, and you're drinking a buzzball." And he whips it in someone's face, and the cloud appears, and they get knocked out, and he escapes through the window onto a jet ski.
And then that person gets drunk.
Yeah,
in the cloud from the aerosolized buzzball. I love this. Yes.
What came to my mind is really dark,
mm-hmm.
and I don't think that will surprise Andy.
I don't think any of us really.
I would like Buzz Balls to have been Lindsay Lohan's downfall.
Lohan.
Oh.
Yeah. I can see that.
Before
that would
time.
Be a lot funnier than what it actually was. I think if Buzz Balls were Lindsay Lohan's downfall, and then she got incarcerated for stealing that bag that was the shape of a ball, it would all make sense.
Whoa.
See.
She stole a bag in the shape of a ball?
I don't know.
I like this.
I think we're, I like the idea. Do you remember
on
how
that note, on that note?
Romy, are you out?
Yeah.
Okay, it's great. It's so great to see you. Thank you for coming on this journey with us.
Thank you for
prayers
doing this
up.
Today.
You are the whatever the like patron saint of. You're the Saint Nicholas.
Mary? Is it Mary?
You're Mary. You are.
And the buzz balls are Jesus.
Who took the Mary out of? That's right.
Mary with buzz balls.
Yes.
I don't know.
Something. I don't know. There's something there. I'm not sure. Know. Romy, we'll thank you so it. Much for. Gifting this night to us. Cheers.
Pleasure to meet you.
It's a dream. Thank you.
Happy Buzzball. Happy Buzzball.
Happy Buzzball.
Oh
happy
gosh.
Holidays.
Merry Christmas, Romy. Love you.
So nice to meet
love
you.
Love you. You're the best. Bye.
All right. So, guys, real
just
quick.
Andy. Just Andy, by the way.
Let's we got to get to Brian's question.
We do.
Yeah, bring it, Brian.
Let's get into Brian's question, and then I want to do one other real quick thing, and then we'll all be... I don't know
sleep.
What we're going to be doing. I'm like, my head's spinning now.
I'm going to run your house.
It's 8:30 at night, and I'm three buzz balls deep.
Yeah.
What else is inside the tree that you're going to chase this with? That's what I want to know.
Well, I mean, I have an actual like cabinet full of good liquor I might have to deal
with. Yeah, but what? Yeah, that's syrup. A good question for BDT, though. What is the beverage you're going to make after this? Because knowing BDT... having three buzz balls, his night's not over now. He's not. He's
got a plan.
He's going to the cabinet.
I'm probably going to have whatever the best mezcal I can find is.
To burn that shit off.
Yeah, you need something to wipe out what's the residue of the certified colors in your mouth.
Exactly. I want something to just burn all the color out of my mouth. Yeah. Kind of bleach it out. Yeah, I have a couple really fancy mezcals that I can't remember what they're called, but that's what they are.
Great.
I can't remember what they are.
Damn, dude. Love it.
I mean, there's a Casamigos one in there, but there's actually a good one.
Hmm.
Not the Casamigos one isn't good. It's really good. But I got some, I don't know. There's one that I have that somebody like, I don't know, they fermented it with a dead turkey in it or something.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm not joking. That's a real thing. That one doesn't probably not the one I'm going to grab.
A dead turkey.
That's a thing. Look it up. No, it's like a serious. I'm not fucking kidding.
Yeah, there's like rabbits, I think, is what they use, and chickens, all kinds of those like animal corpses that they use to.
I feel like I zoned out for a second.
It's the buzz balls. You're hallucinating now. It's a dream.
You're right here with us, Artemis.
Artemis are saying that they put dead turkeys and rabbits in mezcal.
Where?
They're right. The ones I know of are from Mexico.
And is it? It tastes like dead rabbits and turkey. I mean, I don't know.
Not at all.
Yo, because dead turkey, like when you make a turkey for Thanksgiving, it smells fucking nasty.
So, no, man, I was actually really kind of like expecting a new umami flavor just from the description.
A new umami.
That's what I said.
I didn't want to know. I don't even want to know what that would be. But yeah, no, it was actually like a really mild mezcal. Anyway, that's not the one I'm going to have. I'm going to go for one that's going to burn me out.
Okay.
Wait, the turkey one was mild?
Yeah, it was. It was like surprisingly like not notable.
Huh,
do y'all know good. What the purpose of it is to be meat to for meat mezcal? Do y'all know the purpose of that? Is there something special that it does other than?
I just want to say I love the beverage category meat mezcal.
Double M's.
Category of beverage, and you should guys do an episode on the best meat mezcals.
BDT, we coming to you.
I don't know anything about them. I've just tasted some. I feel like Trevor probably knows more than I do.
Someone told me once why you do it, and now I honestly, the buzz balls have erased enough brain cells for me to forget.
The meat. It does sound pretty metal.
And Meat Mezcal is also a great band name, too.
Yeah. Meat Mezcal. Second only to Jägermeister Cold Brew. Sorry. Okay.
All right. Let's do.
Is that what you're having next?
Let's do that segment of the show, and then we'll do voicemails at the very end.
Gotcha. Okay. Sounds great. Okay.
Here we go. This is one of our favorite sections of the show that we do on every episode, and it's called
Brian's Question.
As you may or may not know, my brother-in-law Brian, the best, sent us 100 questions when we started the show. He sent us 100 more on this new era, and we're gonna hit it. Let's see who's gonna read this. Let's start with BDT. Can you read this for us?
Holiday-themed Brian's question. Brian's question number 37. Is peppermint bark rum chata the perfect blend of holiday cheer or a desperate attempt to stand out on a crowded shelf at the store?
Shots fired.
Okay. Is this a two? This looks like a two-parter. This says 37A.
Oh, sorry. It is 37A.
That's great, though. Let's dive into this one first. Anybody have thoughts on this?
I
don't know what those words are.
That's a fair point. So we're talking peppermint bark rum chata.
What's a rum chata? Let's start there.
It's a rum
horchata?
I'm going to assume it's a horchata with rum.
Liqueur. Yes.
Yeah.
Which horchata is unquestionably a great holiday drink, but I think the problem with this question right now is we just all discovered, or at least Jamie and I did, that the
Artemis
Choco Teas is the perfect holiday blend, a blend of holiday cheer.
Yeah.
Which it's,
yes.
I got
it. I'm not going to label it a desperate attempt just because after tonight's show, in light of the Choco Teas scenario, I would buy this instantly.
You would buy the peppermint bark rum chata.
Yeah. If I saw it, because I would immediately think of how the Choco Teas went over so well, and I would think, sure, why not?
Okay, I love that.
Oh yeah, I like that. I like that. All right, Artemis, JoJo, is there part B? Or sorry,
any thoughts on this business, or do you agree with Travis?
I agree with Travis.
Okay, great.
Tonight, my entire world has changed, and I want milk, holiday milk drinks.
I'm going to say desperate attempt, because this thing sounds disgusting, and Bailey's is delicious. I don't really see a need to replace it with peppermint bark rum chata. That's a bridge too far. I've never had rum chata, so I certainly would not go for the peppermint bark variety.
There's would no you lactose stick a in peppermint it. Stick into your
go on
Bailey's?
Yes, I would. A sweet burn. Okay, here we are.
I would say that in terms of like the peppermint bark and the rum and the horchata and all this stuff, I feel like what makes the holiday drinks is their over-the-topness. I would say this in that if you were to
eggnog itself, right, is pretty like insane.
Of course, you wouldn't drink it in July. If someone gave that to you for 4th of July, you'd be like, "What? This is disgusting. Why are you giving this to me?" But the holidays, you're like, oh, this is the perfect amount of grossness that I want. It like summarizes for me, exactly the gross sweetness of the holiday that I want to experience, which is also, by the way, what the Choco Teas does. I think you can't go too far on that side because you're only going to ever drink it for a 1 week during the year. And then after that, it's going to repulse you.
And then that heartburn's going to kick in that we were talking about. And then you're like, I got to get rid of all of it. Okay.
Right. Because you've spent a whole year worrying about trying to get in shape and trying to lose an extra 5 pounds. And then the holidays, you're just like, fuck it. I'm going to go all in. And so eating like a maple syrup pancake blended up drink suddenly becomes something you want to maybe be a part of.
Sounds delicious.
You make it sound so good.
Is eggnog reminiscent of horchata? I'm going to be real honest. I've never had eggnog.
Oh, that's a great question.
Never had eggnog.
No. Wait, no. So like eggnog is just creamy lactose personified. And horchata is like rice
sweetness.
Milk. Yeah, and very
sweeter.
So, like, I just think of horchata, and I don't like fart. Whereas, like, eggnog is pretty wicked.
They'll make you fart.
For farts.
I mean, depending on who you are and, like, you know, your hereditary background.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure. Let's get to part 2.
All right. I'll drop some homemade eggnog off to you, Artemis, if you're open to it.
You've got a day.
Delightful. Literally one day. Okay. Artemis, speaking of that, would you like to read Brian's question 37B?
Yeah. Brian's question number 37B, colon, would Christmas be just a little better if we all left Santa a white Russian instead of a glass of milk? Would Christmas be just a little better if we all left Santa a white Russian instead of a glass of milk? How dare you? You know the answer to this. And by how dare you, I mean yes.
Yes!
Yeah.
Let's be honest, though. I think the real answer is you leave him a Chuck Tease. It's easy looks to take. Like it. It's portable.
Yeah, looks like it.
You drink it in the sleigh that's on the way. Way. Yeah.
Yeah. But absolutely, yeah. Brian.
100%.
There's no question.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
The lactose situation is the same for both, so it might as well be a yeah. white Russian.
Yeah. I did always wonder about that.
Is he farting?
Milks out at night because you don't know when Santa's coming. Is he coming in an hour from now or 4 hours from now?
Well, I guess you have to balance that against the fact that he is driving a sleigh quite a distance.
No, but he's mad. Mm-hmm. So there's no sky police that are going to pull him over. He's fine.
Oh yeah. As long as like Rudolph doesn't drink any of it, we're fine.
He's been doing it for years. He's got it. He's super good at it.
Oh, you're one of those guys who just figures by the good. Way.
I'm talking rancid dairy product, and y'all are talking booze.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
We have a tradition at my house where we leave whiskey for Santa. And frankly, after delivering the presents, he helps himself to the liquor cabinet to a couple more glasses.
Wow. Yeah, fucking greedy bastard.
How does that go with cookies? Man.
I kind of like that.
I think whiskey and a little gingerbread cookie sounds great.
Like ooh, a little spice with the heat. Yeah. Seems good. Yeah. A little fire.
That actually does sound pretty
yeah, but
good.
I mean, I don't know Santa, but I would be willing to bet that he would pound away Russian on Christmas Day.
Fucking yeah. A, he would. I yeah. love all this.
He would hammer it. Then he'd go into your kitchen and make himself another one. He'd probably return one, but he would be like leaving the ingredients all scattered around the kitchen. So you'd come down for your present. He'd be like, what happened to the kitchen? Santa got...
Yeah.
Busy getting hammered and left all his shit all over the place.
Why is my cream all curdled and now I'm the only one shitting all over the driveway? I thought it was going to be Santa this whole time.
Exactly. Why is Santa passed out on the stairs? What happened?
You're unlucky, Trevor, that this isn't Christmas Eve when we're doing this episode because I feel like you're going to destroy your in-laws' kitchen later tonight.
And their bathroom.
Exactly. Well, gang, before we wrap up, JoJo, is there any voicemails we need to listen to?
Yeah, we can fire one. We can fire one. We'll fire one. Thank you guys all for
one. You guys are amazing. We love you. Yeah, seriously.
You are our holiday wish for one voicemail. Here we go.
JoJo.
Hey, Roro, JoJo, BDT, Romy, Jamie, Trevor, and Schmartimus. Next year's Xmas episode should be a Secret Santa. All the guests can provide their favorite drink, whether it's hot or cold, maybe their favorite color, and maybe what food that drink pairs best with. And then when all the guests have provided that can be picked by everyone, and then the reveal and guessing can be done on air, so the gifts can be unwrapped on air, and then everybody can guess who their Secret Santa was. I think that'd be a lot of fun. This is Andrew from Albuquerque, by the way.
Hey.
Yeah, it's just an idea I had while watching you guys right now, so GFY.
Oh, I love it, Andrew. What's so funny, right when that message started, I thought he was going to suggest a Buzzball Secret Santa, in which I instantly went to, that's no good because everybody would get chalk teas.
Yeah, you're right.
We would clean L.A. out of chalk teas, basically. But I like that idea, Andrew. That's a fun idea for sure.
Yeah, in person for sure next year. I think that's what we're all aiming for.
Yeah, absolutely. JoJo, is there any other voicemail or sorry?
Let's just cut it there.
All right, you guys, Trevor, Artemis, the North Pole, BDT. Thank you guys so much. Thank you for coming on the show multiple times. All of you here, it means the world to us, and it really means the world that you came on this ridiculous ride with us tonight.
Absolutely. So Artemis gets best dressed from me. I love your holiday outfit. If you're not watching the live stream, truly go fuck yourself, because
Artemis wins
out
and accepts every award right now.
Yes.
I do.
Absolutely.
Except for finishing Watermelon Bullshit.
Oh, if anybody
your award is you don't need to finish that one.
BDT gets the Go Big or Go Home award, and Trevor gets almost like most inspirational for how inspired his speech about chalk teas was to me.
Yeah. I couldn't tell there. You when you we were open the last one, I was when Jamie opened the chalk teas, I was just beside myself with anxiety. I went so big for the chalk teas, and the fact that she vindicated me just meant everything to me. Really. Now you're gonna sell out of chalk teas. They're gonna start making an extra double large one of chalk teas just based on this podcast.
A dubla biggie.
The dubla baby. Love it.
You guys, thank you so much to all the Bev heads out there. Thank you for what a fun year we've had. Join us in the new year where we're gonna be picking the rap contest winner, and you can win an ice machine. So we'll see you all in 2023 for that. Trevor, Artemis, BDT once again, and JoJo.
Roro.
Thank you all.
Please.
And the merriest of Christmases, happy Hanukkahs is, and happy New Year's is to all of you guys.
All the is.
Please.
Thank you all.
Yeah, and if all of you on stage with us right now can join us in a go fuck yourself, let's do that right now.
Go fuck yourself.